Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Afternoon all, and 3:07 is our time on this Friday, TGIF kind of day. And the 16th of August, it is also the 42nd anniversary of the passing and or disappearance of Elvis. Thank you very much. And we note all of that for you and your perusal this afternoon, should you happen to own a perusal. 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. So as you heard the lead story there on the news at the top of the hour, and that is that the House Judiciary Committee cannot wait to get back to work trying to control your guns. And so they're going to be, in fact, coming back earlier than would ordinarily be the case. They will be back to work on Wednesday, the 4th of September. That's 5 days earlier than when the rest of the House reconvenes for the express purpose of getting to work. Because obviously an awful lot of us have entirely too many guns. And they'll do what they can about that. Now, we can go over some of the arguments, and in fact, I'll go over a few of them this afternoon. But this is not going to come down to arguments, as I think we all know. It's going to come down to votes. It's going to come down to who has control of the machinery of government. And that is why it is so vitally important that everybody you know is registered to vote and then shows up to vote, or votes early, or whatever they do, that legally gets their voice heard. As I've noted before on the Bobby Mack Show, that's not so important in South Carolina, where, trust me, if the South Carolina electoral votes are in danger, then you can pretty much kiss this country goodbye. But in North Carolina, unfortunately, there are tinges of purple that are appearing there in that formerly red confine. And those electoral votes, while I wouldn't call them up for grabs, but there is a Democrat in the governor's mansion in North Carolina, so that's what we're talking about here. We are talking about the whole notion of whether or not there are sufficient votes to keep the great takeover from occurring. And trust me on this, if the Democrats can get a hold of the votes, then they will march accordingly. They are not going to be interested in the arguments that we will, for the sake of discussion, we'll go over this afternoon, just so that you're fully prepped, because they've heard them, except I'll put it this way, the words have gone past their eardrums, okay? They've heard the syllables, they have not heard the arguments, and they're like,
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good to have you aboard this afternoon. Thank you so very much, Jimbo, for Bobby Mack at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, and also 106.3WORD.com. Our Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. 1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. If you caught any of the president's rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last night, you may note that he promised to always uphold the Second Amendment. And I certainly hope that that is in fact what he means. He suggested, of course, that there was help in curbing gun violence through the construction of new mental health facilities. And that's very possibly the case. As the president noted, it's not the gun that pulls the trigger, it's the person who pulls the trigger. Quite correct. The president suggested that past closure of mental institutions led to an influx of sick individuals on the streets and proposed new facilities to get those people help. It goes far beyond just a past closure of mental institutions just for the sake of them being old. It was a deliberate policy that goes back about 40 years when there was an actual effort put forward that those who are mentally sick should be free, free to live in their own filth, free, free to sit out among predators who would take advantage of them, free to sleep in the cold and sleep in the heat and the filth. And this kind of freedom has led to a certain amount of this. There's no question about that. There's always, of course, the tricky proposition of how to determine exactly who is mentally ill and who is faking it. But nonetheless, it's incumbent upon us to do the best we can, because there are people in our midst who certainly should not be walking around, and there are people in our midst who certainly should not have all of the privileges and prerogatives that go with being able to walk around. The president went on to assure the crowd that he would not allow new laws to infringe on one's access to guns, stating that we will always uphold the right to self-defense and we will always uphold the Second Amendment. And he said that in the context of noting that he favors stronger background checks to purchase firearms. Exactly how he will square those two, well, of course, the president has never been what we would call a details man. So I guess we'll just have to watch and see just exactly how he plans, on the one hand, to always uphold the right of self-defense, to always uphold the Second Amendment, and to look into stronger background checks. As I said before, that's a tricky area, and I'll be very curious exactly what the president has in mind in that regard, because certainly the devil will be in the details. All right, 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, has our Ingalls Advantage talk line available at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. Texter says, you are aware that South Carolina was still officially controlled by the Democrats until they lost the state house in 94 and the state senate in 2000. South Carolina isn't as conservatively safe as you might think. Well, it certainly has been in recent years. And I would note, by the way, that going back to the days in which there may have been Democrats in control in either house in South Carolina, they were certainly not today's Democrats. So, I repeat, it is about as conservatively safe as you can get in this country today. So, be that as it may, it's important that everybody get out and vote, because in the long run, arguments are not going to matter. It's going to be raw vote totals that will matter, and we've got to make sure that we've got them, enough of them certainly, to control at least the House or the Senate or the presidency. Any one of those would certainly help a great deal. Any one. But all three would be better. Two out of three, as we currently have, even better yet. But goodness knows, it would be very helpful if we could keep the Democrats from doing a nationwide sweep. That would be really important. 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. Let's see here. Texter here, Jimbo. Unfortunately, the Republicans are not much help. Trump is supporting red flag laws, and our senior senator is leading the charge. What are liberty lovers to do? You vote for the best options available, even if they are not perfect. That's what you are to do. And you do the best that you can. That's what you are to do. I am very afraid that one reason that we no longer have Republicans in charge of the House is because of people who said, oh, well, there are no perfect candidates out there, so I won't vote for anybody. Now, I'll grant you that there are a lot of less than perfect Republicans in this world, but there is not a Republican in the House who wouldn't be a better speaker than Nancy Pelosi. You cannot always get perfection. In fact, you never will get perfection, but you can certainly make things better than they are. So, what are liberty-loving lovers to do? They are to vote and support the best options which are out there. Let's see here. Jimbo, despite Nadler, Jerry Nadler, the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, who's bringing his committee back 5 days early to work on gun control legislation September the 4th, despite Nadler and that federal judge acting against Trump and America, there is a bright spot. The feds did find that picture of Bubba wearing Monica's dress. LOL. these days you hardly ever know what's true and what's not true online, something to which I will return before the day is out. Has anyone seen the picture of Bubba? It was supposedly a painting owned by Jeffrey Epstein of Bubba in a dress and heels. Don't ask me about these things. All right. Okay. Anyway, I note that the fact that we are going to have to do something in the way of increasing voter turnout. If you were listening early this morning on 106.3 WORD at 5:35 this morning, just before Tara came on, you heard the interview I did with Jason Yates. He is the executive director of a group called MyFaithVotes.org, MyFaithVotes.org. They are promoting something called Voter Registration Sunday. Voter Registration Sunday, they call annually on the fourth Sunday in September. That is September the 22nd this year. And it is an effort to get voter registration going through churches and church membership, which can't hurt. It would be a major step forward in throwing up a line of defense against the kind of things that we're talking about here. So I would urge all of you to go to myfaithvotes.org, myfaithvotes.org, learn more about Voter Registration Sunday, September 22nd, and how you might be the point man or point woman to get that going in your church. That's what liberty lovers can do, Texter. It's now 24 past 3 o'clock at 106.3 WORD. Let's see here. Jimbo, if Bubba wears dresses, do you suppose he tries on his wife's pantsuits? Yeah, but he'd have to have them taken up, is what I'm thinking, okay? Jim, the red flag law, red flag attacks the Second Amendment. Trump is double-talking. Well, I don't see how you adequately enforce a red flag law unless, I put it this way, in the context of the Second Amendment, it would be very difficult to do. And so, honestly, I must say that, let's put it this way, I'm not going to say that the president is double-talking. I will say this, that he is talking in the manner that he usually talks, which is to say less than precisely. And I would like to know precisely how he plans to do all that he promised to do, uphold the right of self-defense and uphold the Second Amendment and support better background checks. Now, that's not precisely the same thing as a red flag law. But in any event, the president needs some specificity of language. He's been doing this presidential thing now for over 2 years, and it is time that he really got to thinking very hard about the notion of just exactly what he means. He should, if he's that interested in his base is going to take more than just speeches. His base would like to know specifics. Is there a way for you to support all of these things at the same time, Mr. President? We would like to know what it is. We would like to know the details. There are not a lot of good things that I would say about Elizabeth Warren. But one thing you can say for Elizabeth Warren is that she is very precise in detail. She has a plan spelled out for about everything. I don't consider them very good plans. In fact, some of them are outright dangerous plans or unconstitutional plans or unworkable plans or too expensive plans. But at least she does go into detail. And that is one aspect of Elizabeth Warren that you might consider emulating, Mr. President. It would make all of us a lot safer. All right. Other texters here. Speaking of voting, there's a special election this Tuesday. Could you possibly elucidate as to who is running and for what they stand? Well, now, maybe that we might start by asking you, texter, where's the special election? There are 50 states and several thousand counties in this country, and I am not aware of a special election, so perhaps you should tell us a little bit about it, okay? I don't know. You tell me where there's a special election. 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307, 71307. And I had mentioned earlier the column yesterday in the Greenville News by Star Parker, Harris's hypocrisy on guns. And she was talking about Kamala Harris. That would be President Kamala Harris if she has her way. Try saying that several times. President Harris today said, President Kamala Harris today declared, if that doesn't get you motivated to vote and get others to vote, then I don't know what will. Okay? Anyway, she was talking about a headline, taking executive action if Republicans continue to cower to the NRA. Her response was, how about an alternative headline, taking action against a culture of death if presidents continue to cower to Planned Parenthood. And she made an interesting observation, and that is that last year, the National Rifle Association made political contributions totaling $873,071. That's a fair amount. I have to admit, that's pretty good. That ranks out of some 19,000 plus groups making political contributions, the NRA ranked, what, in the top 10? No. Top 50? No. Top 100? No. Top 500? No. The NRA ranked number 543 in the country among political groups making contributions with their $873,071. Planned Parenthood last year made political contributions totaling $7,183,139. 99.5% of which went to Democrats, and that ranked them number 54 on the list of all those thousands of groups making political contributions. And so when people talk about the excessive power of the National Rifle Association, it dwarfs in comparison to the power of Planned Parenthood, just something that Star Parker wanted to pass along. We'll continue our discussion here at 1-800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Jim Bohannon for Bobby Mack, the time now 3:29.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes, indeedy. Thank you there, Jeff. Good man, Mr. Duncan. Who represents me, by the way. But this special election that we'll talk about here at 23 minutes before 4 o'clock here. All right, this all goes back to Trey Gowdy deciding not to stay in the House. And so, of course, that led to the battle to fill his 4th District congressional seat. And so that, let's see here, that William Timmons gave up his state Senate seat. Wound up being elected to represent South Carolina in the 4th District. So the state Senate seat then was open. Dwight Loftus had represented the State House District number 19 for 23 years and replaced Timmons in the state Senate seat number 6. So that left the State House seat number 19 open. And so after primaries and other resulting battles, you come down to the people who are now up for your choice in the State House District number 19 on Tuesday, the 20th. Patrick Haddon is the Republican, and the Democrat is Kerry, Counton, I guess, is the name. Not familiar with Kerry Counton, although I know the central charges that have been brought forward, other than the fact that it's hard to imagine a South Carolina Democrat who would get my vote. But beyond that, you have the fact that she's had campaigning for her on Election Day this coming Tuesday will be Seth Moulton. He is the congressman from Massachusetts who is running for president. He is yet to qualify for any of the debates and will certainly not qualify for the third round in September. But he's going to be campaigning for Kerry Counton on Tuesday, Election Day, special Election Day in the 19th State House District. For her part, Counton has been criticizing Haddon for an ethics violation that Haddon is said to have committed as a member of the board of the Parker Sewer and Fire District. That was back in 2011 and 2012 when he had repairs made to his personal pickup and the utility trailer, apparently on state funds. So that doesn't alter the fact that I can't imagine that there can be any question as to where people stand on the issues and who you would want representing you in Columbia. So that's what I see about the special election. And if you, of course, are in that district and registered to vote, vote. I'm not sure exactly what the rules are on last-minute registration in South Carolina, but if you can still get registered, why then do so by all means. So that's the name of that tune. All right. 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063 is the Ingalls Advantage talk line, our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 713-07-713-07 here. And let's see here. Yeah, if Dwight Loftus was your state representative before he took William Timmons' seat, then you need to vote Tuesday the 20th. It is District 19, as the texter says. Yes. All right. Let's see here. Yes, I believe Planned Parenthood does receive federal funding. How are they allowed to donate to political campaigns? Am I missing something here? I'll have to dig into that for you, that has to be along the lines of a loophole of some kind. Because that's certainly not the intent of the law. So this has maybe the use of secondary contributions of some sort. I'll have to delve more deeply into that. But that should not be allowed. You were quite correct. Anyway, down to the central topic at hand, which is what we do about the gun control issue. You can argue all day long about the merits of red flag laws and the constitutionality of red flag laws and about background checks and how they would not have stopped the El Paso shootings, the Dayton shootings, and most any shooting in recent memory. You can talk about the fact that the only way a red flag law would ever keep anybody from getting a gun would be to use that kind of information to lock people up. If you merely tell somebody that we've determined that you're a little wacko and you can't have a gun, and they want to get a gun, gee, how would anybody ever get a gun if they wanted a gun? I can't imagine how that would be. I would have to think that if you put any effort into it at all, you could buy a howitzer before a week was out. So if you really wanted a red flag law to work, and goodness knows I'm not suggesting we do this, I'm really pointing out the absurdity of the notion, you would have to lock them up. You would have to say, we've determined you're a little wacko, and therefore we're going to have to give you preventive detention, perhaps behind bars in the door, or perhaps padded walls, we'll call it, we'll commit you for your own good or whatever. How do you go about doing that legally? Constitutionally, you would certainly keep that person from getting guns. That's very true. And you would keep them from getting out. Wouldn't you be a little worried about getting the wrong person? How desperate are you to invoke the concept of the red flag laws? I understand the desire that people have to do something. But there's an old expression, folks. Don't just sit there, do something. Sometimes that's not the best advice. Sometimes the best advice is don't just do something, sit there. At least sit there long enough that you can figure out what you could do and what you should do. It is not important that you just dash about and thrash about doing, quote, something. No, it's got to be something that is both doable, legal and constitutional, and also beneficial. Will you, in fact, solve the problem at all? Will you solve the problem without creating bigger problems? These are not concepts that come quickly to the minds of a lot of Democrats out there. And remember, the notion of actually doing something about gun violence is really not the center of their discussion. No, they merely want to be able to tell the world how morally superior they are. They want to feel like they're doing something. That's enough. If, in fact, they pass whatever it is they'll try to pass in this next term of the House, if they're able to do that, that's good enough. They will feel morally superior, and their constituents will feel that they are morally superior. And with the same intellect that their member in Congress has, they will then vote to keep them in office. Did they do anything to actually make things better? No, but we feel a lot better about it. Got to understand these people. You do not counter that kind of thing with reason and logic. I use reason and logic because I've always been prepared to use it throughout my life, and there are some people out there who are reasonable, but the hardcore constituencies of people like Jerry Nadler just want to feel better. And you don't counter that with logic. You counter that by keeping them out of positions of power. You're not going to beat Jerry Nadler, at least not without beating him with something worse than a primary, like an AOC. But you can at least keep him from chairing committees. And that would require taking back the House of Representatives. This is Jim Bohannon for Bob McLean here at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. It's a Friday afternoon, TGIF, and the time now is 3:45.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Afternoon, all. This is, of course, Open Phone Fridays, and we're wide open. I just got off on some of those topics by virtue of things that had come up online and on our Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. But what's on your mind? Hey, throw it out there. That's right. That makes Fridays like playing shortstop around this neck of the woods. You never know if the next batter is going to come up with a line drive, a pop-up, a slow dribbler, or a strikeout. So Dave and Taylor's. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Jim. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm calling about the Veterans Administration.
Okay.
When you go to the VA, like in Columbia or Charleston or Asheville, for us here in Greenville, and you go with an appointment, they give you travel pay. Okay.
You say they. The VA gives you travel pay to go to the VA?
The VA gives you travel pay.
Okay, very good. Because I've never used the VA, but go ahead.
Okay. I live in Taylor's, and from my address, it's about $91 round trip. I'm lucky because I'm not dependent on that to pay for my gas. Some of the guys who go down there are. At this point, I have not gotten travel pay from my April 1st visit to Columbia. I've also got a May 14th visit, and I've got a visit from today. When I went to the cashier there today, she had a shelf. It was about 15 feet long, and there was 15, 20 stacks of paper on it that were probably 1,500 pages per stack, and that's how far they are behind.
Well,
I called up Senator Graham's office and see if the senator can do something. Now, the reason that I feel like there's a problem here is because in December, the middle of December, I had to go to Asheville for a test. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now Asheville's in North Carolina. It's a different district. I got my travel paycheck.
You as a constituent, you live in South Carolina. The complaining goes from the people who represent you. That would be Senators Graham and Scott and whoever your House member is. Wouldn't matter if you were going to a VA center in Arizona.
Correct. But the point I'm making is if I go to Asheville for a check,
right,
I get the travel pay within 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, okay.
It's the exact same amount of paperwork to go to Asheville as to go to Columbia.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if Asheville can do it in 3 weeks, why is Columbia taking 5 months?
I mean, who knows? Understaffing, inefficient people not conversant with the computers. It's hard to know. I mean, there can be a number of bureaucratic reasons that aren't good reasons.
Oh, I know. They say they don't have enough people, but like I said, there's about 15 stacks. Probably.
I understand that. They're way behind. I couldn't know unless I went in there with a subpoena and started piling through the paperwork and interviewing people. I mean, the most important thing, of course, is that you, in fact, get paid. And so if you can get to Asheville and do it, I mean, that's the real problem, the real complaint as to the poor folks who...
I can't go to Asheville for normal things because they're not in my district.
Oh, is that how that works? As I say, I'm a veteran, but I've never used...
When they say, okay, we're going to do some testing on you, and it's closer... It's easier for you to go to Asheville. But I can't request to have my medical records transferred to Asheville.
Okay, well, again, all I can tell you is that you need to complain. I mean, I assume that what you're interested in is solving your problem. And clearly Dave, that means that you should enlist the help of all three people who represent you on Capitol Hill. Since it's a federal issue, that means Senators Graham, Scott, and whoever your member of the House is.
Jim,
that's where you go.
Jim,
yeah, what?
I know. But what I want to know is let other people know that they should complain.
Well, of course they should complain. I mean,
but a lot of people have, you know, you go and you make a visit to Columbia today, and a week later most people would, you know, they don't think about it.
Well, they perhaps don't. Okay, if you have a problem with something federal, contact the three people who represent you in Washington.
That's right.
That's what they're paid to do.
They used to give you cash on site when you went down there. Now they don't do that. They give you a check.
Wait a minute, just so that we all understand, they give you a check. Does the check not cash?
Oh, no. But it's taken 5 months at least to process it.
Dave, how long does it take? Can I ask a question so I can understand what you're saying? How long does it take to get the check?
Like I said, I have not been paid for the 1st of April visit yet.
So you haven't gotten a check yet. So that's the problem, is getting the check. Okay, well, I mean, whatever, whether it's cash or check, obviously it should be sped up, and obviously you should go through the process that I just mentioned. Now, if you fail to get satisfaction from Senator Graham, Senator Scott, or your member of the House, then I really don't have anything. Beyond that, Dave, I wish I had a better answer for you.
Jim, all I'm trying to do is let everybody who is in this situation know they need to complain.
Well, I think that we got the message, Dave. I think that's pretty clear.
Okay.
Yes, we need to complain. Okay, we got it.
I've made the complaint to Senator Graham, who's
well,
a veteran.
Did you go to Senator Scott and your House member? Did you go to all three?
No, do it. I just got back from Columbia. I hadn't had a chance. I had to do that call while I was doing 80 miles an hour on interstate.
Well, okay. Whatever your circumstances are, you can always wait to get home. I doubt that it would matter where you did it from, but you have to contact all three. Sometimes some people are better than others.
I want to let people know that they need to complain if they hadn't got their checks yet.
Well, you know, I think they've pretty much gotten the message today, Dave.
Tens of thousands who have not gotten their checks yet.
I think they've pretty much gotten their message. And when you complain, by the way, to Senators Graham and Scott and to your member of House, you might point out the depth of the problem. This is not just Dave and Taylor's. This is a whole slew of people. That should be part of your complaint. Good point.
It was.
Well, I mean, I think we got the message that, yes, of course, if the government is messing you over, you should complain. Absolutely. And keep in mind that no one who is in office very long does not have a very good constituent service office. They may make hiccups, but at the very least, they'll get back to you even with a runaround if it comes down to that. But mostly,
that's why I made the call on the way back.
I mean, in terms, of course, of Graham, you're talking about somebody who's got some power. He chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee, for Pete's sake.
And he's a veteran,
that's true. And again, Scott's also in the majority party. I don't know who your House member is, but again, contact all three of them. And yes, as Dave has noted several times, if you have such a problem, that you should in fact complain. Absolutely. Could not agree more. That seems to be the message there, that you should complain. All right, 1-800-347-1063 on the Jim Bohannon version of the Bob McLean Show at 1063 WORD. And we'll pause briefly for the latest news on the hour as our time has approached 3 minutes before 4 o'clock.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.